surprise to you that today is a not particularly good day for people who liked John F. Kennedy, the Kennedy family. This is a different era. It's not the Teddy Kennedy era. It's the John F. Kennedy era that will be the focus. And so we'll spend a good deal of time on that, as you can imagine, during the course of the program, not only in this hour, but pretty much through the balance of the morning. If you're sticking around or you're around with us for a number of minutes or a number of hours, thank you for joining the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my colleague Ken Kessler, who's here operationally. We'll be at 888-302-3684 to take your calls and comments about the issues of the day that we'll be talking about here. And also you can join us by going to Twitter at Good Day Show, facebook.com/Good Day Show. I'm going to imagine, Kenny, there'll be a lot of people thinking, because the age-old question, the sort of easiest question to ask is, where were you? I think that's a boring, pedantic question, but there'll be people who want to share it. I want to know more from people what they think really happened to Kenny. What happened that day? Because there's so many different stories now floating around. There have always been, but now this year there's a new one about the Secret Service person in the car. If you haven't heard this, the Cadillac that you see in all the pictures and all the video with the blue light, it was a convertible right behind the president. When the first shot was fired, the Secret Service person in the car behind the president got up and picked up his rifle. Car stopped short. The theory from some now is that that gun went off, and that's what killed the president. So whether that is or isn't, it still makes for... You've heard that, Kenny, right?
No, I hadn't heard
that.
Haven't
you heard that?
That's very interesting.
Yeah. Well, that's the one that's floating around. So what say you about that? 888-302-3684. A lot of people remember, well, at least you've heard a lot about what Walter Cronkite, for example, said. We think about things now in terms of the Internet and how quickly we can get to the bottom of most anything. There was no Internet back 50 years ago, no smartphones, no 24-hour cable channels. Americans got all their information pretty much from the radio, and then after the radio digested it or brought it to you first, then the television folks got into it. That's how Walter Cronkite really... He was a reporter during World War II and did a lot of fabulous work in Europe. And then when he came back, he became a big television reporter and then was the host and probably most respected guy at the time on television. So to get to the nitty-gritty, 6.5 minutes after the shots were fired in Dallas, the ABC radio network interrupted its programming. They were at the time airing a popular music program. Don Gardner announced that the president had been shot.
If you're even good, where anyone at all...
We interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin from ABC Radio. Here is a special bulletin from Dallas, Texas. Three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade today in downtown Dallas, Texas. This is ABC Radio. To repeat, in Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade today. The president now making a two-day speaking tour of Texas. We're going to stand by for more details on the incident in Dallas. Stay tuned to your ABC station for further details. Now we return you to your regular program.
That was actually the way many bulletins took place back in that. That's the way they would interrupt programs. The drama there, is that drama more effective or less effective, excuse me, than the drama that's created by some of the things that are presented, whether it's on News Talk Radio or News Talk Television? Kenny, in your reference, the pronounced sort of pregnant pauses that were part of these announcements. I can remember as a newsman doing this sort of thing myself when I was on the air doing news in Boston any number of years ago, and it was any number of years ago. But there was sort of people were taught differently, and sometimes this was the way. There were no opinions from anybody on the air I think Rush Limbaugh actually started that because, and he got fired four or five times from various news positions for commenting after various stories that he would do during the news. Because at that time, and this was in the 60s and 70s, it was not acceptable for news people who were paid to gather information and present it to say anything about what their opinions, what they're thinking about the story. And now, good God, you can't find any place where there's news presented that there isn't some opinion attached to it, right? I mean, think about it. Even CBS, which pretty much has the best network news now, ABC probably second, NBC a week third, when it comes to radio news and network radio news. But, you know, you listen to all this stuff, and we've made networks out of it, Fox and MSNBC and CNN, too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's nobody anymore, and there's nothing like that. When I listened to that little clip, I kind of got chills. I know it's cliche to say that, but I was just trying to think, when was the last time there was an interruption? I mean, when I lived on the East Coast as a kid, there would be interruptions for weather. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's not, it doesn't compare. I do remember when Elvis died and they broke into the programming in the afternoon.
Yep.
But that's about it. And that was, you know, and that was 35 years ago. I can't think of anything recently where they've broken in. We were watching September 11th all day long, so it's not like that didn't break in.
Right.
That just started in the morning and went all day. I can't remember anything like that.
The recent tornadoes also, I mean, that's the kind of a story that you get, especially if it's in your local area. Anyway, there are a lot of things that are pieces that we'll put together as the JFK examination is appropriate to continue with here on the Good Day program, 14 after the hour, Friday, the 22nd of November.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
It's tough not to get a big head with so many fans, but as a Keurig Elite Brewing System, I don't have a head. So, problem solved. I solve a lot of problems, so put me on your list. When Kathy wants tea, Johnny wants cocoa, and jumpy Uncle Gus needs a Donut House decaf, you're covered. And you're welcome. I'll be here with a very merry mocha just for you. Up top.
Something missing from your list, like Keurig, Cuisinart, or KitchenAid brands? Get to Kohl's for lots of great savings, because it's all on sale this Friday and Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No Dose Energy Shots. The shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No Dose brand. A trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No Dose Energy Shots. A sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to Walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Save 20% when you book a room now through December 13th and stay at least two consecutive nights by December 14th. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done. The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free DVD titled World War II Remembered. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Generations thinking about the day in history where America's future was changed, this day in 1963. I'm Doug Steffen. It's the Good Day program. Here's a piece of audio that Kenny monitored from Mike Trevisano, who's a host in Cleveland. Here he talks to former FBI agent Don Adams. Adams investigated threats against JFK just weeks before the assassination and is convinced that Lee Harvey Oswald did not shoot the president.
Do you still not believe that Oswald killed Kennedy?
Nope, I know he didn't.
Explain that, please.
All right.
Explain who you are, where you were, and what you do, what you did.
All right. My name is Don Adams. At the time of the assassination, just prior to the assassination, in earlier November on the 13th, I was working for the FBI in a resident agency in Thomasville, Georgia. I received a telephone call that day, and I was advised by my boss to conduct an investigation on a man by the name of Joseph Miltier, who had been in Indiana and had made threats that they were going to kill the president when he left Homestead Air Force Base, Florida, or kill him in Washington, D.C. So my assignment was to do a full background on Miltier and to find out what he was doing. I was 32 years old. I grew up in a police officer's family and was ready for this assignment even though I was a first office agent. And I prepared to do what I had to do, and it came up early that there were suspicions in my mind. Now, Mike asked me if I still felt that way about Lee Harvey Oswald. I'm more convinced today, and I have been since I started this thing about 5 or 6 years ago, that when the shots were fired, a police officer by the name of Marion Baker and a man by the name of Ron Truly, who was the superintendent of the school book depository for whom Oswald worked. The two of them were standing in front of the building. The shots were fired. They ran up the steps, one floor, and ran into the lunchroom on the second floor. In the lunchroom was a man standing by the Coke machine, and there were a couple of ladies that were seated on some chairs next to the wall, and there were two other couples that were in the place, a man and a woman, and then I think two more young ladies. And anyway, Oswald was standing there drinking his Coke, and it was about half drunk. He wasn't perspiring hard. He wasn't sweating. He wasn't out of breath as far as like he was running. So the police officer, Baker, took his weapon out, put it to Oswald's chest, and said, "Who are you?" And he said, I'm Lee Harvey Oswald. He said, "What are you doing here?" And he said, "I work here." And then Baker looked at Truly and said to Truly, "Is this your employee?" And he said, "Yes." And he said, "Well, hell, we don't want to be talking to him. We need to be looking for the shooter. Let's get the hell out of here."
Yeah. That's a story we haven't heard before, too, right? 21 after. Consideration of what happened to JFK here on Good Day.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Now 23 after the hour on the Friday, November 22nd, Doug Steffen Good Day program. 50 years ago today, JFK was shot and killed. Here's what it sounded like as Walter Cronkite reported the news, first as an unconfirmed report from Dan Rather, and then confirmation about the president.
Let us recall for you now what has transpired in this.
KRLD is reporting they've been told by somebody in the hospital, the president's dead. Only a rumor, but they've been told that KRLD is dead.
Well, that's a repeat of something that you heard reported to you directly a moment ago from KRLD television in Dallas, and that is the rumor that has reached them at the hotel that the president is dead. Totally unconfirmed, apparently, as yet. However, let's go back to KRLD in Dallas.
Operating room, we do not know what his condition is, but the report is that the president is dead. This is not confirmed. This is something that word just came to us a minute ago. The word we have is that President Kennedy is dead. This we do not know for a fact. The word we have is that he is dead, that he was shot by an assassin at the intersection of Elm and Houston Streets just as he was going into the underpass. The word we have is from a doctor on the staff of Parkland Hospital who says that it is true. He was in tears when he told me just a moment ago. This is still not officially confirmed, but as I say, the source would normally be a good one.
That was Zeddy Barker at our affiliate KRLD in Dallas, Texas, speaking from the room where President Kennedy had been scheduled to make an address to three Dallas organizations, but an assassin's bullets cut him down on the way to that meeting from the airport. It was just an hour ago that the incident took place. We have just learned, however, that Father Huber, one of the two priests called into the room, has administered the last sacrament of the church to President Kennedy. Regarding the probable assassin, the sheriff's officers have taken a young man into custody at the scene, a man 25 years old. We just have a report from our correspondent, Dan Rather, in Dallas, that he has confirmed that President Kennedy is dead. There is still no official confirmation of this. However, it's a report from our correspondent, Dan Rather, in Dallas, Texas. We're now going into that Dallas luncheon the president had planned to address. Let's go back. Prayers, we understand, are underway.
We may reveal that promise that shall be sweet
Vice President Lyndon Johnson has not been seen in the corridors of the Parkland Hospital. He was said to perhaps have been slightly wounded in the arm. Mrs. Lyndon Johnson says that the vice president, though, is fine. Throughout the streets of Dallas, the Dallas police had been augmented by some 400 policemen called in on their day off because there were some fears and concerns in Dallas that there might be demonstrations, at least, that could embarrass the president. Because it was only on October the 24th that our ambassador to the United Nations, Adlai Stevenson, was assaulted in Dallas, leaving a dinner meeting there. From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Some 38 minutes ago. Vice President Lyndon Johnson has left the hospital in Dallas, but we do not know to where he has proceeded. Presumably, he will be taking the oath of office shortly and become the 36th President of the United States.
Probably, at least in my lifetime, I don't think there's been, other than the landing on the moon, anything that was as dramatic as that. And that's what I think about it. More about JFK and the 50th anniversary coming up here on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds.
I'm out summertime's your babe, need something to keep you cool.
It's the 35th anniversary of the debut album from the iconic band Van Halen. Entertainment and technology journalist Mike Etchart talks about this revolutionary hard rock band that set the stage for the rock and heavy metal resurgence of the decades to follow.
The album was released on February 10th of 1978 and sold well right out of the box on the strength of the singles You Really Got Me and then Running With the Devil, and the album ended up having about five songs that got played on rock radio to death. The band hit the road shortly thereafter, and by all accounts, you did not want to have Van Halen opening up for you. Mind you, they had played in clubs for three-hour sets a night. They were an excellent live band, and after doing stints on the road opening for Journey and Black Sabbath, they gained a well-deserved reputation of having a fantastic live show. By the end of October, that record had been certified platinum, a million albums sold. Their manager at the time was Marshall Burl, who was the nephew of Milton Burl. So the record company, Warner Brothers Records, to commemorate sales of 1 million albums, decided to throw them a big platinum release party at a strip club in Los Angeles. So there's Milton Berle presenting the band with their platinum awards. That album ended up being on the Billboard charts for 169 weeks in a row. The record eventually went on to sell more than 10 million copies.
That's the self-titled debut album from Van Halen, released 35 years ago. There's more online. Insight.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Friday, I'm Doug Steffen. Ben Kessler and I are here putting together the pieces of information that this day will be about. Certainly the 50th anniversary of the assassination of John F. Kennedy. John Fitzgerald Kennedy is on a lot of people's minds. Some people didn't like him for various reasons. If I had been a voting age, which I wasn't, I probably wouldn't have voted for him. I would have voted for Nixon, but I think he proved himself pretty well, pretty quickly, actually, as a younger guy, but seasoned in his ability to bring people around him that were good to figure things out. Can't find that so much today, at least with the current bunch that are in there. What do you find, or what are you hearing, what are you seeing, Kenny, in terms of social media with regard to the complete overview of what's going on the 50th anniversary today?
Lots of comments all over the map. Chris says, let us remember JFK, but honor him by not dwelling on the past, but do what he wanted and push towards the future and make it the best.
Interesting comment.
Dave says, it's hard to imagine a president saying, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country ever again.
That's for sure. Yeah. Let's say, well, how much can we give you to buy your vote is the better question.
Larry says, who cares who killed Kennedy? As Mrs. Clinton said, what difference at this point does it make?
Interesting. Yeah. Maybe there's a little bit more to what's... yes and no. All right. I'd leave it at that. Yes and no. What else do you have?
On our Facebook page, we have the video posted of Walter Cronkite making the announcement that we played just a little while ago. And we ask if you think Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. And Jay says he may have been a player, but he was not the coach. He was not that smart.
Mm-hmm. That kind of reminds me of George Zimmerman, in a manner of speaking. Not that smart. 888-302-3684. Remembering John F. Kennedy with lots of audio. Here's host John Hines with veteran newsman Jim Lehrer. They talk about the plexiglass bubble that was supposed to be in place on the limo, but it was removed when the rain stopped.
You know, when I look at this story, and you know, we were actually saying that bubble top although it wasn't bulletproof or any such thing, it probably would have changed history had it been in place, because it would have obviously altered the shot, if nothing else.
Exactly. Also, one of the theories, there are a couple of three theories involved in that, John. One is that if the bubble top had been up, Oswald might not have even taken a shot. He might have assumed it was bulletproof. If he had, you're right. It would, even though it was a plexiglass, it could have deflected enough to where Kennedy would not have been hit. Or there was the bubble top was actually six pieces of plexiglass that were put together with snaps. It's possible that one of the rounds could have hit one of those strips where the snaps were. But another theory was that if the bubble top had been up and he had gone ahead and shot, that they would have splintered that glass into many sharp shards and could have killed everybody in that car, both the Kennedys, both the Conleys, and the two Secret Service agents who were in the front seat. So everybody had a theory, but it was not widely discussed. And I wrote a lot of stories about the assassin. In fact, I spent months afterward doing mostly nothing but assassination stories. And I've just mentioned that in passing. It wasn't a big deal. The Warren Commission didn't really talk about it because there was no malfeasance here on anybody's part. Because Kennedy really did not want the bubble top up, and it wasn't designed as a protective thing at all, even though I discovered in the course of my research for this book that some Secret Service agents themselves thought it was bulletproof, so you never know.
888-302-3684 on the Good Day program. Memorials, thoughts, remembrances, as we get various pieces of audio from various television and radio programs, which is what this hour of Good Day pretty much always is about. And this is what it sounded like on the Dallas radio station that pretty much would have been considered the number one station at the time, KRLD. Host Joe Long and Gordon McClendon make the official announcement.
The president is clearly, gravely, critically, and perhaps fatally wounded. There are strong indications that he may already have expired, although that is not official. We repeat, not official. But the extent of the injuries to Governor Connally is a closely shrouded secret at the moment.
President Kennedy is dead, Gordon. This is official word.
The president is dead. The president, ladies and gentlemen, is dead at Parkland Hospital in Dallas.
The shock of an incident like this, particularly to those of us of the press, radio, and television corps who had seen the president alive only a few moments ago, can never be described. At Dallas Love Field, he arrived. He was his usual smiling self. He even deviated from protocol and went to the fence and shook hands with the people. So did Mrs. Kennedy. So did Vice President and Mrs. Johnson. And then the motorcade began its trip and then rang out the deadly bullets from the assassin's gun. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States is dead. The new President of the United States, by succession, is Vice President Lyndon Johnson. It will be the second time in American history that a Johnson has succeeded to the presidency upon the assassination of the president. The last time being, of course, in the post-Civil War days upon the assassination of Abraham Lincoln, Andrew Johnson succeeded as president. And you will recall that this is the second assassination of this century, the last having been the assassination of President William McKinley in 1901. President Kennedy and Governor John Connally of Texas cut down by assassin's bullets. The condition yet of Connally, undetermined. We know he's been shot in the chest. We do not know whether he has been shot once or twice, but bullet wounds were clearly visible in his chest. We repeat, ladies and gentlemen, the flash of a moment ago, and you get these flashes once in every decade. The President of the United States is dead.
888-302-3684. When I heard Walter Cronkite, my body went cold. Even 50 years after, listening to it had more impact than watching it. We've all seen it. You can see it at DougStefan.com. But listening to him go through his report as I sat here, I was in high school, end of school on a Friday, went into the library with a number of other students because the rumor had started. I was at my locker when I first heard it, went into the library and watched
the coverage. And so I saw that Walter Cronkite piece for the first time that afternoon. And I'm sitting here listening to it 50 years later. Chills all over my body. 888-302-3684. Let's see. There's one other piece of audio that I'd like you to hear. This is from a host named Jack Harris. He's talking to James Tague, the only person beside JFK and Governor Connally who was wounded during the shooting.
I was not even aware until now that somebody else had been wounded. Tell us what happened.
Well, what had happened is J. Edgar Hoover of the FBI tried to hide the fact that there was a mass shot that had hit the street, and he did. Next June 5th of 64, I read in the paper where the Warren Commission had were through with their investigation and were now going to write the report. And after reading that, I said, my goodness, they're not even going to mention that mass shot. So I raised my hand. So happened that a young reporter named Jim Lair, he heard about me. He was a Cub reporter for the Old Times Herald in Dallas. Interviewed me. I told him what had happened. I was there and everywhere. He put it on the wire services, asked him not to use my name, and he said he wouldn't. But anyway, about an hour later, he called me back and said, well, we'll have to use your name because the Warren Commission and others call want to know who you are. I said, well, just don't put my name in the Dallas paper. He didn't. So wound up, the Warren Commission figured out, well, that sure enough, there was a missed shot. There was a James Tague, and there was a one of the bullets that had hit the street had threw debris in James Tague's face, me, and causing a minor injury. And it was a minor injury, nothing serious. And so I was finally called to testify on July the 23rd, 1964. After I testified, they knew they had a problem. So to cover the problem, they came up with what is now known as the magic bullet.
Mm.
And that is that one bullet went through Kennedy and Connally both. Did not happen. Impossibility. But that's what the Warren Commission came up with to cover the missed shot.
Remember that LBJ asked Warren to, if it had been connected to the Russians, make sure that that wasn't part of the report, because if it turned out to be true, then we'll have the Third World War because everybody wanted to go bomb Russia. There are all kinds of theories. The one I've always subscribed to was the one that Jack Anderson came up with, connecting the dots between the mafia and Fidel Castro, and how some people got involved. It's just, how many different theories are there? JFK is still dead. 888-302-3684. Diane, listening in Palm Springs, KPSI. Hi, Diane.
Hi. I was in New Orleans, 18 years old at the time. And I just think it's hard for people to get through that one nobody changed the course of history. I don't think it was a conspiracy. But I was working for two very reputable stockbrokers in a very conservative city. And an hour before the president died, we had teletype machines there where, you know, you typed and it went to another location. And they had me type to their company in Dallas, okay, boys, you all have him now. It's up to you to get him. Now, that was supposed to be a joke, but what it showed is how much hostility there was to President Kennedy in Texas and Louisiana. He had no business being in an uncovered car, and he knew it, but he insisted. And one little slimy guy did it, and there was no conspiracy. If anyone knew the attitude of people at the time, here were two reputable stockbrokers saying, okay, guys, get him. That was the way people were in Texas and Louisiana.
You know, there's still a lot of people that are in Texas and Louisiana today that are the same as they were then. I think that what you have just said, there's some things in there that I might question as an individual. Others, you have your recollection, and you have your thoughts. I like that word reputable, whatever that means. reputable because they make people money. That doesn't mean the people that know how to make money are necessarily reputable. They may be reprehensible. Anybody, that stuff's not funny. It never was funny. As I said, I was never a fan of the Kennedys particularly, but I did like JFK after the fact, in a sense. You look back at that and understand what the pressures were at the time, and he surrounded himself. The reason I have respect for him is because he surrounded himself with intelligent people who had the ability to think things through, and we have such a lack of that now. It's all politics, and it isn't necessarily the people that are the best at a particular job to figure things out. It's all what the political ramifications are. Pretty disgusting. Diane, thank you for your opinion and your thoughts and your remembrances. 888-302-3684 as Good Day continues at 13 and a half before the hour.
It's tough not to get a big head with so many fans, but as a Keurig Elite Brewing System, I don't have a head. So, problem solved. I solve a lot of problems, so put me on your list. When Kathy wants tea, Johnny wants cocoa, and jumpy Uncle Gus needs a Donut House decaf, you're covered. And you're welcome. I'll be here with a very merry mocha just for you. Up top.
Something missing from your list, like Keurig, Cuisinart, or KitchenAid brands? Get to Kohl's for lots of great savings, because it's all on sale this Friday and Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Adam Richman, host and author. Thanksgiving is a great time to get together with loved ones, but hosting a large family event can be expensive. When planning your holiday menu, make sure to create a budget in advance to optimize costs and keep track of what you're spending. Adam Richman, host and author.
When prepping for this year's Thanksgiving dinner, limit the number of prepackaged foods you purchase, as they can be more expensive and usually are nowhere as good as fresh. Additionally, create a menu where you buy certain ingredients in bulk if they appear in several dishes to cut costs. And to save your wallet, a rewards credit card when you're doing your shopping for the big day. Cards like the Bank of America Card Cash Rewards credit card give you 2% cash back on up to $1,500 in grocery store purchases quarterly, which can really add up when you're shopping for Thanksgiving. This way you could stuff your wallet and your turkey.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/cashrewards. I'm Danielle Adair.
To everyone we love.
To my very best clients.
Throughout the year, there are so many people you don't get to tell how you feel.
We're thinking of you.
Just wanted you to know.
Whether they're customers, family, or friends, there's no easier way to share how you feel than with personalized holiday cards from Vistaprint.
I just wanted you to know.
Just visit Vistaprint.com on your PC or mobile phone, pick a look you love, upload your photos or logo, and add your unique message.
I just wanted you to know. That I miss you. I just wanted you to know that I wish you the best holiday.
It's a great way to share how you feel, and right now it's more affordable than ever. Just visit Vistaprint.com today, click on the link in the upper right corner, type in promo code 1616, and we'll give you 50% off all your cards and ship them to you for free. That's 50% off and free shipping, only at Vistaprint.com with promo code 1616.
I just wanted you to know.
Get it started.
I would have said building a website for a dental practice was like pulling teeth, but then I found the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team got us the perfect domain name through GoDaddy and the right web package for our business. We saved $100. Guess who's smiling now?
Let's get it started.
Save 50% now on all GoDaddy web packages, including a .com or .net powered by VeriSign at the new OfficeMax Services Center. Valid in-store only. Learn more at OfficeMax.com/services.
All right, so the assassination of John F. Kennedy pretty much will be on the minds of lots of people today. Be interesting to hear and to sense and feel the different. I so object to people like this last woman who called. Well, she didn't. I don't know that she used the word Kenny. Conservatives didn't like him. We so misuse that word. It really, as you can tell, sometimes when I start talking about it, it gets under my skin, because these people, the conservative movement, the way they use the word this day or these days is just it's an abomination of what it really means.
and to whom it applies. People say, well, of course, I'm conservative. What does that mean? That you're that you don't like JFK, you didn't like the Kennedys, conservatives? That isn't the proper usage of the term. It's so, it just bugs me, as you can tell. 51 after the hour, and good day.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Now 53 at the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We'll move off from the 50th anniversary of the JFK assassination into a couple of other things that have been hot on people's minds this week. Certainly the Midwest tornadoes, aftermath from them. Let's listen to one of the hosts on our affiliate, WJOL, in Joliet, Illinois, Scott Slocum, talking here to Shane Elliott, who was one of the 100 people who lost their home last weekend, hundreds of people in the Midwest, as the tornadoes ripped through.
Were you in the home when it was hit Sunday afternoon?
Yes, I were home. The sirens went off. Excuse me. My neighbors, they had actually been in the Plainfield tornado. They came running over with their mom, and we all got in our basement. Right before I went down the basement, I looked, and I could see it coming across the field from the southwest. Started hailing, real windy, and then we ran down, felt the house shaking just a little bit, and banging, and, honestly, it was over in probably 30 seconds, and just a lot, you could feel it lessen. Yeah, I hear the rain really coming in then.
All right. That had to be the longest 30 seconds of your life, though, Shane.
Yeah, I was really just trying to keep everybody calm, relaxed, you know, felt we were pretty safe in the basement, although you never know.
Right.
And then once I felt everything lessen up, I kind of crept the stairs and just peeked around the corner just to see. And just saw a lot of damage, a lot of wind, rain, glass was everywhere. And just tried to keep everybody downstairs and calm until it subsided a little bit more.
Right. How much of your home was destroyed?
Quite a bit, actually. My garage doors were blown out. Pretty much the whole north wall of my house gone. I had a room above the garage. The roof and walls are pretty well gone. A lot of water damage, glass, wind damage, obviously. And then the amount of debris around, which thankfully was all cleaned up yesterday due to, I can't even, you know, countless amount of volunteers.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Shane, well, I mean, what are you doing now? I mean, where do you stay? Where do you eat? What do you do? And how long is that process going to take to play out?
Well, the first thing we commented, we got so many friends that were over there as soon as they heard. I mean, it was as fast as they could get into the subdivision. They were there helping. You know, what can we do? How can we help? We started kicking all the just non-replaceable items, hose, all that basic, the essentials out.
Mm-hmm.
We had jailers, trucks, all kinds of resources. People got food. We actually were staying over at my parents' house, which they live about 15 minutes away, so that was fortunate. Everybody helped. We offloaded everything that night, and I feel a little bit lucky, and I was talking with a couple of my friends about this, but just the support group we had was unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, the people that don't have that or don't have the resources available, we felt very fortunate to have that.
All right. Finally, this week, a lot of people have spent a lot of time talking about George Zimmerman. And so we wrap up that whole fiasco with host Pat Caputo and Dennis Fithian talking about Zimmerman as a loose cannon.
George Zimmerman was back in the news. George Zimmerman, the Trayvon Martin case, where George Zimmerman got off. There was Zimmerman sweating as the judge told him he could leave jail, but he couldn't have his guns. This time around, arrested on domestic violence charges for allegedly attacking his girlfriend, pointing a gun at her, said the woman. And now we've seen Zimmerman a couple times. He's had
three different incidents.
Yeah, a bunch of them now, right?
You know, a couple with the cop on the road in Texas, another incident where his wife called. His estranged wife now, and then, you know, this incident with the woman. I hate to say this, you know, a lot of people were really mad at me. Most of them white. And, you know, and I'm not saying that with any rancor about it. You know, people were like, you know, white people telling me that I was wrong about this, that it wasn't racial profiling and that George Zimmerman was just defending himself and all that. The guy was a loose cannon, and he racially profiled some kid that walked into a gated community. They shot him dead. They let him out on the street, and since they've done it, he's had nothing but problems. And, you know, people still defend the guy, you know, in a certain way. And I don't want to be somebody who calls it racist type of attitude. I don't believe that. Sometimes people have beliefs that are stereotyping. I think you got to be real careful before you start throwing around the racist both ways, you know, both ways. The racist, you know, tag on people, because that's a despicable thing, and you tag people with that unfairly. You got to be careful with that. It's as bad in some ways as being a racist, but I have to say, you know, this thing with George Zimmerman, I'm telling you, there was something rotten in Florida on that. And, you know, the chickens are coming home to roost.
There are a lot of people who agree with that point of view. And they equate George Zimmerman to O.J. The police are going to try to get him no matter what. So, anyway, the guy's not that bright. We figured that out. 59.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.